I get so many requests for readings. Today being the disappearance day of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Ki Jai, I'm going to read some of the articles that appeared in Sajjanitoshana magazine, which was originally published by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then later Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur continued that. These articles first appeared in 1917 after the disappearance of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, and they were under the name of Amar Prabhur Katha, Tales of My Spiritual Master, and they were written directly by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We are now in the year 2007, so this is the 90th anniversary of the disappearance day of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, as it is the 30th anniversary of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, this is entitled Family Life and Renunciation. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj appeared sometime in the 1830s in the district of Faridapur, adjacent to the place called Tepakola, in the village of Bhagyan in East Bengal, or what is now known as Bangladesh. He appeared in that village, which was situated in the bank of the Padma River, as the son of a Vaishnava, most probably called Vamsidas. According to one biographer, however, Vamsidas was the name of Srila Gaur Kishore before he took to the renounced order. During his boyhood, his mother and father arranged the marriage for him, and he remained in householder affairs for more than 20 years. While a householder, he worked as a broker in the grain business, but even at that time he exhibited his spirituality. After the demise of his wife, Srila Gaur Kishore left his business and went to Vrindavan. There he approached Srila Bhagavat Das Babaji, one of the foremost disciples of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, and accepted from him the traditional Paramahansa Vaishnava Babaji dress. After this, he became completely renounced and sojourned under trees in various parts of Brajamandal. He continuously acted thus for a period of approximately 30 years. During this time, he would sometimes travel to the holy places of pilgrimage in northern and western India, as well as the Gora Mandala. He associated with Srila Swarup Das Babaji Maharaj in Jagannath Puri, whose ecstatic activities were recounted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his autobiography. He also associated with Sri Bhagavan Das Babaji of Kalna. He went to Kuliya, the holy place of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji's bhajan, and associated with Srila Chaitanya Das Babaji. All of these Babajis were pure and exalted devotees. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji became very famous amongst the great devotees of Vrindavan and was awarded the appropriate title of Bhajanandi. Even though he received such an honor, he never endeavored for even a modicum of material sense gratification and totally disapproved of the secret material desires of pseudo-renunciates. He was entirely removed from such inclinations and would perform his pure, unalloyed devotional pastimes alone in a profound devotional mood. In the year 1897, during the month of Phalgun, when he was in his 60s, and at that time when the yoga pit was revealed by the exertions of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Prabhu proceeded to Navadvip Dham from Vrindavan under the instruction of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji. From this time until his disappearance, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji remained in Sri Navadvip Dham, living in different villages and realizing their non-difference from the holy places of Vrindavan. He begged by gathering dry foodstuffs from householders of Holy Dham. He would sometimes offer those foodstuffs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the simple expedient of holding them in his hand. In order to cook, he would collect dry wood from the paths, and he would wash earthen pots discarded by the villagers along the roadside near the Ganges River on the occasion of eclipses, because due to the effects of an eclipse, such pots were considered impure and unusable. In order to clothe himself, he would go to the shore of the Ganges and collect and wash discarded cloth that had been used to cover corpses at the burning ghat. Thus, he always remained independent of the support of others, simply by utilizing items of no value to anyone else. In such a matter, he obtained the practical necessities of life. In 1897, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed his place of bhajan on the bank of the Saraswati River at Godruma, the island of nine islands of Navadvip Dham, which represents kirtan, recitation of the names of the glories of God. That ashram, which was called Svanandashukada Kunj, and consisted of a moderate two-story house, several small outbuildings, and a walled compound, was a gathering place for exalted souls. Previously, it had been the site of Lord Nityananda's Namhata, the place from whence Lord Nityananda inaugurated his preaching exploits in Bengal under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here the Thakur recited and explained the Srimad Bhagavatam and other topics regarding the conclusions of devotional service, and Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji would come and hear those talks with great delight. The Thakur often cited the behavior of Srila Gaurakishore to elucidate the meaning of the word nirapeksha, indifference. He often discussed the unequaled renunciation, pure devotion, and attachment to Krishna that Babaji Maharaj displayed. In the days of the Thakur's retirement, the two souls met and associated in great happiness. For some time, Babaji Maharaj stayed in Surabhi Kunj and performed Hari Bhajan. His room, which adjoined the wall of the Kunj, had been preserved. Babaji Maharaj displayed fervent enthusiasm upon hearing the discourses of the Thakur. His only possessions were the tulsi beads he wore around his neck and the tulsi mala he kept in his hand for counting his rounds. He also kept a few books, such as Narottam Das Thakur's Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Sometimes he wore a torn cloth, sometimes he went naked, and other times he would utter harsh sounds of disgust for no apparent reason. Even though it appeared that Gaurakishordas Babaji was not a learned Sanskrit scholar, still the purport and conclusions of all scriptures were luminous in his heart and character. It was never possible for anyone to serve him, for he was never willing to accept any kind of service from any person. Whosoever witnessed his unearthly, genuine condition of renunciation was reminded of the pastimes of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. All kinds of divine powers and opulences were always waiting at his command, ready to serve him. Sometimes such powers would be manifest in the form of his appearing to be omniscient. He was always able to reveal the deceitful nature lying within the hearts of pretenders. Although a person resided outside his immediate purview, Srila Gaurakishore could elaborately and scrutinizingly reveal the person's cheating nature because he was in direct contact with Supersoul. This ability, however, was not his principal virtue. He exhibited the highest standard of devotion to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and because of his exemplary character, he was recognized as the personification of the deepest degree of separation from Lord Sri Krishna. This is what distinguished him from most other Vaishnavas and what spread the luster of his lotus feet. Srila Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur has written, "Many young, clever, old, learned, foolish, proud, and reasonable persons came in contact with Srila Gaurakishore Prabhu, yet they could not realize his real identity. This is indeed the mystic opulence of the devotees of Lord Krishna. Many persons came to consult with Srila Gaurakishore Prabhu about their insignificant desires. They would always get suggestions, but those suggestions were usually the cause of their disappointment. Innumerable persons accepted the Babaji verse and acted as devotees of the Lord, but actually they were impostors far away from being real sadhus. Srila Gaurakishore never accepted such a false way of life. His sincerity was apparent in itself. His loving attitude was such that even when he obtained the very opulent offering, his renunciation predominated." Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji never displayed any distaste for those persons who were inimical towards him. He also never manifested any special affection for those very dear to him. He would always express himself saying, "In this material world, I am all alone in my service to Lord Krishna. Everyone is worshipable by me." Another note was the transcendental topic is that many materialistic foolish persons masquerading as devotees and imitating pure devotion would come and surround him. They would consider that they were the dear objects of his affection, while they engaged their minds in so many worldly sense objects. Srila Gaurakishore Prabhu would never display any intention of driving them away, and also no symptom of compromising attitude. Because I'm short on time, I'm just going to read about Bhakti Gaurakishore Das Babaji's disappearance, and I just want to clarify earlier mistake that I made, that Gaurakishore Das Babaji disappeared from the world in 1915, as you will just see as I'm reading now, not in 1917. So that was actually 92 years ago. My error, excuse me. In the Bengali year 1322 at dawn, on the 13th day of the month of Kartik, corresponding to November 16th, 1915, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Baba Goswami entered the eternal pastimes of the Lord. That day at sunrise, Srila Saraswati Thakur left Sri Mayapur for the Rani Dharmashala at Kuliya, where Babaji Maharaj had been staying. The head priests of Navadvip's various temples and ashrams began to argue amongst themselves about where Babaji Maharaj's spiritual body would be interred. A heated argument arose. There was a material motive behind the dispute, for the contending parties considered that establishing the Babaji Samadhi at their ashram or temple would put them in a position to earn handsomely from the pilgrims who would flock to see the tomb of Paramahansa Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Srila Saraswati Thakur opposed their illegitimate attempts, however, apprehending a breach of peace. Navadvip inspector of police, who was at that time Mr. Jatinder Singha, arrived there. After much controversy, the various hypocritical Vaishnavas stated their position. Srila Saraswati Thakur is not a sannyasi and thus has no right to prepare a samadhi for a person who has renounced his home. Hearing the pronouncement, Saraswati Thakur replied in a voice like thunder, saying, "I am the sole disciple of Paramahansa Babaji Maharaj. Even though I have not accepted sannyas, I am a celibate brahmachari, and by the grace of Babaji Maharaj, I am not a hypocritical renunciate, secretly addicted to abominable habits or fornication, as some monkey-like people are. I take pride in saying this as a bearer of Babaji Maharaj's shoes. If there is someone here who is a renunciate of truly stainless character, then he can come forward and arrange for the samadhi. I have no objection to that. He who within the last 1 year or 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, or even 3 days has not indulged in illicit association with women will be able to touch the spiritual blissful body. If anyone else touches it, he will be completely ruined." Hearing these words, the inspector of police said, "How will the evidence for this be produced?" Srila Saraswati Thakur joined, "I will believe what they say." After this challenge was offered, the Babajis turned their backs one by one and departed from that place. The inspector of police was dumbfounded. Some of the people remaining there advised that Babaji Maharaj had expressed a last desire that his body be dragged through the streets of Navadvip in the dust of the dam. To this Saraswati Thakur replied, "Although we are fools, inexperienced and offenders, we will still not be disinclined to understand the true meaning of those humility-filled words which have been spoken by my Gurudev to destroy the pride of worldly-minded people. Even Krishna Chandra will personally think himself successful if he carries my Gurudev on his head or shoulders." After the departure of Haridas Thakur, Sri Gaurasundar took the spiritual body of the Thakur on his lap and danced. What dignity he adorned it with. Therefore, following in the footsteps of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we shall also bear Babaji Maharaj's spiritually blissful body on our heads. On the following day, November 17, 1915, on the Uttana Ekadasi, in the afternoon, and according to the scriptural ordinances, Srila Saraswati Thakur laid the body of his guru to rest on the newly formed sandpit of the Ganges at Kuliya. A low-caste person of Lohagara from the district of Jessore donated his property and claimed to give up all rights to it. Yet after some time he forgot his promise and utilized that land for various illicit materialistic activities. Although he was criticized for this, he maintained his pride and committed offenses to the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. 16 years later, by the will of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his place of rest was eroded by the river Ganges and inundated by it. Srila Saraswati Thakur organized a party of men and recovered the samadhi intact and brought it to the bank of Radhakund at Vrajapatnam, where he re-established it before the memory of Sri Gunamanjari. Nitya Gauranga Das Adhikari, a disciple of Sri Saraswati Thakur, helped to construct a beautiful samadhi temple on that site. Let us now conclude this remembrance of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, reciting his pranam. Namo Gaur Kishoraya Shakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Shambhode Padambo Jayate Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisance unto Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in the feelings of separation from an intense love for Krishna. May he help us become free from duplicity, and may we be absorbed in pure devotion at some future time. Siva Hare.